But I need to record. I have forgot to record it. So everybody has indicated that they're in favor of David Martinez being on the board. So David, you're now on the board. Now let me go back to Sheriff's. Oh, Jessica's waiting. I got to figure out how this works. Hello, Jessica. Jessica?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we just voted David in on the board, okay?
Okay.
So he's now on the board. Now, I'm gonna go to share screen so that you can see the agenda. Okay. We just took care of a new board. The minutes from April. The minutes from April are actually very long, and I hope that all of you have read them. But if you remember, I record everything. So everything that's on there happened. I mean, there's an audio of it that has been posted. And Zoom actually captures a video and audio. Board meetings, all I'm going to do is post audio. I'm not going to post a video. Community meetings would be, I'll do differently. So, can I hear a motion? Can I hear a motion to adopt the minutes from April?
I motion to.
Go ahead.
A second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Now, the third one is assessments. We lowered it to $50 this year. Our insurance costs have gone way up. The board of directors' insurance went up $1,000 from 4,000 to 5,000. I think one of the reasons is because the percentage of people that are not paying is fairly high. And that's one of the questions that they asked, and they wanted to know why it was so high. But I'm not 100% sure on that, but almost everything has gone up. And if you're not aware, people will now be able to pay online. This year, it will cost us 180 plus a little less than 3% every time somebody pays online. For instance, if they pay $50, a little less than 3% goes to Stripe and the rest comes to us. But it's actually a very good program because they have to enter their name, their email, their address. So once they pay that way, we have that data. And in time, as we get more and more people to pay online, we'll be able to send receipts out via email. And so that's a benefit, but all of it costs money. And so probably about $700-$800. So we have some costs, additional costs, and then the property on Mahoning and Imogene. Those of you that got your Harris County appraisal, you notice that the values went up. If you looked at it closely, the property itself went up the most. Most properties went up almost double. So I am sure that the property tax on the Imogene and Mahoney will have gone up also. Last year we paid about $1,800. So we got Saúl is here also. So
hola.
Hola.
And so it's that's going to be an additional cost. Now, collection wise, we have done fine. We've brought in more money than we spent. Next year, I'm not so sure, because I concentrated on collecting from people that owed $1,000 or more. And I believe I got four or five of them to pay. Two of them took almost a year to pay, but they paid. So, you know, every month they would send a check in. Others just paid outright. And the other money that comes in is from people sell their houses. It's a $350 for the transfer, for us to do the fill out the paperwork, and that's money that stays with us. If they owe assessments, then that is also collected by the title company and it's paid to us. For instance, there's a house on Birdwood that had been empty for numerous years. We collected almost $1,000 from that house. So, but there's not a lot of people selling houses now. The last house that sold was the one on Pipestone. It sold for about $260,000, and the persons are renting it. They have a sign up that they're going to rent it. You know, they're going to have to charge an arm and a leg to make to collect rent on that. So, what I'm proposing is that we raise our assessments by $1.50 to $51.50 for next year.
I have a question.
Yes.
How did we, what doesn't really make sense to me is that how did we go from we wanted no assessments last year, early this year, to we cannot afford the $50? Like that's not computing in my head.
I don't think anybody ever said no assessments. Because one, we can't go below 50. So it's, if we did away being an HOA, and strictly volunteer, that's different. But as right now, $50, because that's what's on the covenants, the deed restrictions, $50. That's what it started out as. But then again, I really didn't anticipate costs going up as much as they did. You know, I stopped the newsletters because we started out paying less than $300 for the newsletter. That's for the printing and delivery. By the time we finished at the end of the year, it was over $400. So that went up. The property taxes, you know, that's something that has to be done on the property on Mahoney. It's either that or it gets sold, and it's unrestricted property. I believe the property is ours, but we would have to really go to court and have the title switched over to us. Not sure what the benefit is. The insurance for that property is not that much, not as long as it's empty. It's about $700-$800 a year. So that's not bad. The property taxes is what's going to be high. We'll see for next year, if maybe because we are a nonprofit, we can get some sort of discount, but it'll have to be next year. This year, it's already too late. So, did I answer your question, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if I can hear a motion to raise the assessments to $1.50,
I make that motion.
I will second it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. It approves. So the last thing, and I'm going to stop the recording. Okay, executive session is over. The board approved the hiring of an attorney concerning an architectural matter. So that's everything that was on the agenda. If anybody has anything they want to bring up, questions, now is the time. David?
I can't think of anything right now. Okay. Maybe about which people would keep their dogs locked up. I don't like them roaming around my street.
You know, I haven't told the community But the Humane Society, we were actually the first neighborhood, and this is Councilmember Pollertoff is doing this. They're going to help about 100 homes, more or less, probably a little less, and do vaccinations and whatever else needs to be done in our neighborhood. And I'm supposed to meet via Zoom with them pretty soon. And as soon as I get more details, you know, I'll put it out to the community. But we will be the first neighborhood where they do this, where they'll actually come, knock at doors, and do the shots, the whatever else they do to animals. I know that it can get pretty expensive because I think last year I spent more than $5,000 on one dog. So.